Well, good morning, everyone. As Ray said, my name's Charlie. I'm the minister of Christchurch Huntingdon, a new church at St. Peter's School. And the theme of my thought for the day is two words. I'm pregnant. Those two words, I guess, can change your life forever. They can be good news, full of great celebration and hope when a couple get pregnant for the first time, perhaps particularly if they've been trying for a long time. But on the other hand, they can be bad news, full of shock, surprise, even sheer terror. I'm pregnant. It must have felt like the second category for Joseph and Mary when Mary told him that she was pregnant. And he knew that it wasn't his child. Can you imagine the situation Joseph was in? You're getting ready for your wedding. You've actually followed God's teaching not to sleep together before marriage. And then your girlfriend tells you that she's pregnant and says that she's the one person in history who's conceived a baby in a different way through the Holy Spirit. Well, it must have been very hard to take. Welsh poet Di Woolridge captures some of what he must have been feeling in his excellent spoken word called Joseph. And you can look it up on YouTube if you type spoken truth Joseph. And here's a little extract from it. How could this happen? I'm just speechless. We were getting married. I thought God was with us. Every time she speaks, I get shivers through my bone. I feel so betrayed. I feel so alone. I don't believe it. I just can't. Because if it means what I think it does, she's broken my heart. Well, Joseph didn't shout it around the neighbourhood that Mary had been unfaithful. He just decided to divorce her quietly, or in our own sort of terms, to break off the engagement. Now, it may seem as hard to believe as a virgin being with child, but one night as Joseph was sleeping, an angel came to him in a dream and explained it all. Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. And sure enough, the baby that was born grew up to be the promised saviour in King David's family, who would die on the cross and rescue us from our sins. And so it's not surprising that a unique baby might come to earth in a unique way. And so as we read on to the star and the stable and the shepherds and more angels, as we'll be thinking about over Christmas, we can see for ourselves that this child is Emmanuel, God with us, come to rescue us from all the mess that we've made in our rebellion against God. Well, can I finish by speaking to anyone who finds themselves in the situation of an unexpected pregnancy this Christmas? It may be you, or it may be a friend or a family member. We experienced this in our family some years ago. And you may be feeling very confused. You may be feeling very anxious. You may even be thinking about terminating the pregnancy. Well, please think again. Though no child will be the saviour of the world, each unborn child is precious to God. And no child is a mistake or an accident in God's eyes. You might even like to get in touch with Cornerstone Pregnancy Advice here in Huntingdon and talk it through. Do you know there's a Christian rapper who did some songs recently in a school in Peterborough? His name is Faith Child. He's won loads of awards. He asked the kids to put up their hands if they felt that in some way they were an accident or a mistake for their parents. And quite a few of the kids actually put their hands up. And then he went on to tell his story. His mother got pregnant and was about to have an abortion. But on the way to the abortion clinic, she changed her mind. And she went through with having the baby, feeling that God had a plan for his life. Now, it wasn't easy bringing up a child with four other children. And she was on her own. But her boy grew up to become a multi-award-winning Christian rapper, and he now tours around the world speaking of how people can be forgiven through Jesus Christ. I'm pregnant. Well, those words can be good news, even when they feel like bad news. And for Mary, they changed the world forever. Thanks for listening.